Oh, crikey, it's like the beast from the east is back. Oh, no, I don't mean you. It's this cold snap we're having. Come on, get indoors before it makes an ice sculpture of you. Ooh. Ooh, that's better, isn't it? My fingers feel like frozen chips over here. Ooh, which reminds me, are you hungry? I've got some chocolate fingers in the cupboard if you want. Got them on bulk from B&M. No? Okay. Well, you just give me the nod if your stomach starts rumbling. I don't believe it. One mention of food and look who's up. Well, her ears are up. She's still not steady on her feet after the operation, bless her. Are you, Catrick? No. Certainly learned your lesson not to go diving in the neighbour's drains, though, haven't you? She's barely moved from that spot all week, you know. Mind you, neither have I. And I've got no excuse. I didn't tell you, did I? Nearly gave myself a fright the other day. Because it looked like a ghost was sat in my chair, clear as day, like the invisible man himself was just sat there, bold as brass. Then I realised it was just my own arse imprint I could see in the firelight. It was terrifying. I've got one of those pedometers to count your steps, you know, try and motivate yourself to get outdoors more. And yesterday, when I checked it, I'd done 68 all day. This was 10 o'clock at night. 68 steps. I'm not even going to tell you how many of those were clocked up on the chocolate finger run. But let's just say, I had to take the recycling out one item at a time just to get me up to triple figures. No, I've never been one for sports. I spent my life on the bench, really. But I did have a lovely catch-up with my old mate Gary this week. So it wasn't completely unproductive. Yeah, Gary Hayes. I hadn't seen him for a good while. He's a huge Chelsea fan, big time into his football. Whereas I can't really tell my Arsene Wenger from my... Well, you get my point. Anyway, the scent that Gary chose to bottle with me, it's an attack on the senses, but in the loveliest way. Well, I think so anyway. It's the smell of fried onions. Delicious. Here, have a whiff of this.
The smell of an onion when it's raw reminds me of being at the gym and going for a hard run and smelling of body odour. And then when you fry it, you can hear the sizzle and you can almost smell the sizzle as the oil mixes with the onion. It smells as horrible as it tastes. I can't think of a smell any worse because it gets in your clothes, it gets in your hair. But there's just something about that pungent aroma that it means the best and worst in my life. It means my food nightmare, my food hell. But it also means that first step forward where I felt like I was growing up. And it just rekindles a memory that something that I cherish a lot. That smell to me is everything. I'm from a big family. There's 8 kids. I'm number 5. I've got 4 older brothers, 2 younger brothers and a sister. My family's from South London, but my parents had moved up to Peterborough where I was born. So my dad and my granddad and subsequent generations before us, we were all Chelsea fans, and we're the only Chelsea fans growing up because at the time Chelsea weren't a successful club. Moving up to Peterborough with a young family in the early 80s, my dad didn't want to lose touch of where he was from. He wanted his kids to carry that culture and that heritage of the family, really, and football is a way of doing that, really. It's really tribal, and that tribal atmosphere and that tribal culture in football, as we've seen, especially in England, it can be expressed in a very negative way. But I think in our family, it was the ties that bound us together. It gave me common ground with my brothers, where we're growing up knocking seven bells out of each other in the house. There was a video called Six Memorable Matches, which was a Chelsea video that BBC had produced, and we used to watch it religiously, just these six matches over on loop. These matches were from the 60s and 70s, so we'd been brought up on this team of Ron Chopper Harris, Peter Osgood, Charlie Cook, Peter Benetti, Tommy Docherty as manager, Dave Sexton as manager. So Chelsea to me was this otherworldly thing that I could see and I could read about, but I couldn't touch. When I was 8 years old, I went to my first game. It was April 1991, and Chelsea were playing Liverpool. We drove down, we went and picked my granddad up, and he lived in South London. And we drove across, and then we got the tube the rest of the way, because my dad wanted me to get on the tube for the first time, because I'd never been on the tube. But then it hits you as you leave the tube, this smell of fried onions. I'm 6'1" now, but being a tiny little kid at the time, and you see all the market stalls and you see the hustle and bustle along Fulham Road, and you hear the fans singing. As an 8-year-old, it was everything I'd ever wanted and more. I just couldn't believe I was there. I just dreamt of it. I remember just sort of like feeling like I had to keep blinking. And I just remember seeing my four older brothers walking ahead, and I'm like, yeah, I want to be in with them. And I wanted my dad to let go of my hand. But because I was the youngest, he wouldn't let me. And I remember just thinking, like, Dad, you know. So I'm just feeling about my dad. We had season tickets at Chelsea up until 93. By that time, some of my brothers were a bit older, so they would want to go off and do their own thing. I started going to matches, just my dad and me. And I remember it was the 96-97 season. We went to watch Chelsea against Everton when we'd just signed Zola. I remember going there, and I'd saved up my pocket money, and I was able to buy some merchandise from the market stalls and from the club store. And I remember I bought this Vialli scarf, and it had his face embroidered on it, and my dad did it for me like a tie, so that the face of Vialli was showing, because Vialli was my hero at the time. So going to those games was just my dad and me, and we'd drive down there. It's funny, because we ended up, rather than getting the tube, we ended up parking over near Parsons Green, and we found a road called Peterborough Road. So we used to park at Peterborough Road, and then we'd walk over. And then we'd go to this pub just down Lots Road called the Chelsea Ram. My dad would have one Guinness before the game. And they would always do CFC in the froth. To me, that was just like the height of technology. I was like, how the hell are they doing CFC in the froth of a Guinness? I was just blown away by it. In the end, because my dad obviously had my two younger brothers and my sister, he couldn't do it all the time. So I would just say to my parents, oh, I'm going into town to meet my mates today. And then I'd jump the train down to London by myself. I'd get off the tube and it would just bring me back. Again, it's all the time. Every time I get off that tube at Fulham Broadway. Sometimes I'd stand outside the stadium when I didn't even have a ticket, or I'd try to buy a ticket off a tout but I couldn't afford it. I'd stand outside and I'd listen to the crowd and hearing the songs, hearing the crowd cheer when we'd scored. And obviously you didn't have a smartphone to know what the score was, and you'd try to work out what the score was, and it was amazing. I was just so in love with that football club. Even now, I had the privilege of later turning my passion for Chelsea into my profession, and I worked at the club. When I left, I ended up writing about the club and, you know, sort of became a voice of authority on Chelsea in a way. But I'd still go to games, and I'd go to the press box, which is in the East Stand at Chelsea. You have to walk right the way down Fulham Road to the main entrance where the burger vans are, and you walk through them there, and that's where the press box is on the East Stand. Some people would take a shortcut and walk down by the shed end. But I deliberately walk all the way down Fulham Road just so I can smell those burgers, just so I can smell those onions. Like I say, I hate the smell of them. But that smell to me is everything. It's being at Chelsea with my dad, with my brothers, and just sort of reliving my youth in a weird way. What makes me have the affection that I do for the club over anything is just those experiences, because that club, it gave me that relationship with my dad. It gave it depth, it made it special, and it gave me a relationship with my brothers, really. Like I say, we'd beat each other up, but then we had that one smidgen of respect that we were all Chelsea. And I can't believe how emotional it is. I haven't spoken about this to anyone, really. It's odd, because it's just a synthetic football shirt on someone's back, but it just means so much. Maybe it's the onions making me cry.
Those onions got me too, Gary. They got me too. But how on earth can you not like fried onions? I find that baffling. There's nothing better than trailing a nice spoonful down the spine of a hot dog bun. Like delicious greasy leaves in your guttering. Mmm, lovely. It is lucky he told me that, though. I'd got a tin of Prince's on the hob, so it's probably a good job he couldn't stay for tea when he popped in. But in a strange way, that's what I like the most about Gary's story. The contrast of the smell actually being something he hates. He can't bear the idea of eating fried onions. But coupled with that memory of him and his dad and his brothers all heading off to watch Chelsea together for the first time, his dad's hand gripping him tightly as they walk down Fulham Road, soundtracked by the busy crowds, the songs, the sizzle, and the smell of those onions. His worst nightmare becomes the sweetest memory, and by the sounds of it, a bit of a legacy in the Hayes household. I have to admit, though, it's actually made me really hungry. I'm dreaming of burgers over here. We better call it a day before I start salivating all over the carpet. But you'll come back and see us again next week, won't you? Because I'm really enjoying sharing the olfactory with you. And I hope you're getting something out of it too. I really do. Even if it is just hunger pangs. Oh, and make sure you have a little think about what scent conjures up the magic elixir of memory for you. Because I'd love to hear it. Tell your friends. Tell your friends and tell your family too. There's plenty of room on the shelves yet. Write to me at theolfactorypod@gmail.com if you've got a story you'd like to share with me. And Katrick and I will get back to you as soon as we can. Go on, and I'll see you next time. Smell you later.